listening to WMUC FM College Park. This is the show Unconventional Orthodoxies every Thursdays at 12, where I kind of just put up some songs or I feel that should be really more popular in terms of charts just because of their unique sounds or unique artists behind them, in terms of production, lyricism, vocals, all that kind of stuff. My name is Diego, and before we get started with my lovely little playlist today, we're going to hear a lovely little PSA.
Do you like the outdoors? Join the Maryland Adventure Program. This is a student-powered adventure that promotes personal growth and overall wellness. You can tackle a 50-foot wall through rock climbing or gather a group of friends to experience the challenge course. To get more information, log on to crs.umd.edu/Maryland Adventure Program.
All right. First up for the songs, I think we've got Pool by Samia. The song is really cool. It was introduced to me by a friend of mine a couple weeks ago. The song's been out for a couple years at this point. She's a really fun, unique artist, and I just want to give her a try. I think she deserves a lot more love. This is, I believe, one of her more popular songs. It might have gone a little big off of TikTok back a while, but definitely going to give it some more love today. We've got Pool by Samia.
College Park, because college radio
in the morning or
And that was the wonderful Pool by Samia. Very much so like the alt rock indie kind of vibe that we saw in the early 2020s, late 2010s. But I honestly I think it's one of the most incredible like representations of that genre, really, just through the rising production and all that. I just phenomenal song, phenomenal artist. Definitely tune into her stuff. I believe she's releasing a new AP album this year. Or EP or album, can't remember off the top of my head. But next up, we've got Table of One by Natalie Jinju. This is a jazz, more of a jazz song. I do really love modern jazz. I think, as we know, like Leve really uplifted that genre recently. But we've seen a couple artists, other artists pop up. I believe I had Ryu on my playlist in the spring of last semester on digital. But this is a different artist. So this is Table of One by Natalie Jinju. And that was Table of One by Natalie Jinju. Just really great jazz record about being alone, hoping the table was for two, but now it's a table of one. Very clever, very, very beautiful vocals on that. Great production, as always expected from a jazz record. And next up, we've got, I think, a song by an up-and-coming new pop artist, released an album this year. This was also introduced to me by a friend who said I would absolutely adore this album. I believe it's the debut album from this artist. The song it chose is Whirlpool by Maid Latour. This song almost gave me Magdalena vibes when I first listened to it, which is kind of odd for like, I guess, more standard pop. But yeah, this is one of my favorite songs off of this record, Sugar Water. So we're gonna tune in. This is Whirlpool by Maid Latour.
Just to be together
forever.
And when I get on that plane, all the clouds will rewrite.
They're painting me a picture, the holiest of scripture.
I feel like a wizard.
I whisper.
Pilot says blue sky.
entering the world.
And that was Whirlpool by Maid Latour. I think I got the Magdalena vibes from the pre-chorus right there. Just like that, that really silly production, just like a whirlpool. I think it's just a clever song, songwriting-wise, lyricism, and all that. And just really great production from this new pop record. So give her her 10s, I would say. Next up, we've got, I think, I forgot to do a Spanish song last week just because of, unfortunately, how late I was due to my ankle and my medical injury and all that. So we're going to rectify that by doing two. But the first one is Pill by Isabella Love Story off of her record Vanity that came out also this year. My favorite song on the album. This girl is incredible. She's from Honduras and originally, but lives in Montreal now, which I think is super cool. And you can definitely feel like the Kali Uchis vibe kind of from her record. I think earlier Kali Uchis mid, like, if that makes sense. But yeah, this is Pale by Isabella Love Story. All right, enjoy.
Enamoradísima, tengo una poción secretísima.
And that was Pill by Isabella Love Story. I think one of the most insane pop songs of the year, honestly. I think that song should be getting a lot more flowers than it's currently getting. And this artist is just delivering insanely hits after hits on this album. I really recommend you to listen to Vanity by Isabella Love Story. Just incredible synth pop, 80s vibes, all mixed in with like your typical Latino reggaeton. It's just an incredible mix of genres that I really adore. Next up, we've got really fun, bumpy, just pop rock kind of vibe. Very much so, I get Avril Lavigne vibes from this song. This is Star-Crossed Lover by Hannah Gray. Hope you all enjoy.
We all know in your head you're the nice guy, making moves on the girls that you therapize. Hold their hands while you're guessing their star signs. Oh, you're so empathetic. Dining out on the places that you've been. Get your quotes from a self-help magazine. And I laugh at it now, but it fooled me. Oh, it's so poetic. Always brought up my OCD. Said no one else could handle me. You thought I'd miss your skinny jeans and your tragic man.
And that was Star-Crossed Lover by Hannah Gray. I think just insane how this song isn't more popular than it is. I think it's like the perfect, absolute scathing track on just a former lover, a former really creepy lover, and just really, really underrated in every sense of the word. It's just the perfect pop rock song, in my opinion. Next up, we've got really fun. I think this artist is really popular in South Korea. But this is, I believe, an entirely mostly English album. This is Mirror by Yeren Baek off of her new album, Flash and Core. My favorite song off the album as well. You can kind of see a trend. I tend to pick my favorite songs off of albums for this playlist just because I think they're the most unique and most interesting sonically, lyrically, and all that. And make sense for the playlist and the idea that I have for the show. So enjoy Mirror by Yeren Baek.
Thank you.
And that was Mirror by Yaren Baek. Insane mix of funk and jazz on that record. Just a really vibey song, in my opinion. And I really hope that this artist gets more boost in the U.S., but I don't know, man. The charts are really interesting, is all I can say. I'm not gonna flame them, but... well... Moving on, we've got Jungle by the Suga Babes. So this is a UK girl group that actually, I believe, recently made their comeback now. This is an insane pop song, also. Surprised it didn't get more buzz. I only heard about it a couple weeks ago, even though it came out in March. But yeah, this is Jungle by the Suga Babes. That was Jungle by Suga Babes. Such a bumpy song, like truly something that should be playing in clubs, like real great. It would be great mixed into something. Just a great pop girl group anthem. I think it's a great comeback single, and I wish them the best. They've got a great vibe. Next up, we've got, let's see. This is one of my favorite artists of all time. So this is Fleeting by Sarah Kinsley. They're newly recently released single, really great synth pop. This girl does all of her production on her own. It's insane. I think she's got such a great orchestral cinematic vibe with her music, and just combined with the vocals, it's just truly pristine pop at its finest, honestly. So this is Fleeting by Sarah Kinsley. Hope you all enjoy.
To get your thoughts away.
And that was Fleeting by Sarah Kendzley. I really think that the feeling forever is just a feeling. That's just insane lyricism, truly inspirational in a way. Just, she's just insane. She's like truly pop perfection in a way that I just can't describe. And please, please give her more streams, give her more love. I will put her on this playlist constantly just because she is, there's no one doing it like her, truly. Next up, we've got Mira Verai by Buscabulla. So this is a Puerto Rican band, a two-person band, I believe. They've been featured on some of Bad Bunny's songs before. I believe I played a song with them before. This is the lead single off of their album that also released this year, Se Llamaba Así. And I think it's just great pop music, great pop Latino pop music. Just awesome. So, yeah, this is Mira Verai by Buscabulla.
Conocieron el invierno aquel, con la que te veía toda la vida enamorado. Y ahora me mira con el rabo del ojo y un suspiro. Ya te enojo y no eres cariñoso. Y aunque te miro en el brillo, yo me enfoco. Ya te estoy volviendo loco. Y ya no sé por qué. Mira, mira, ¿y qué tal te va?
Si me voy, no.
Reflejando lo complejo.
veces aquí hay nada que hacer. Mira a ver ahí qué tontería. Sigues enfocando en algo imaginario. No sé qué estás buscando, si aquí nadie es un santo. Esto está olvidando y cuando se baila el tango. Mira a ver ahí qué tal te va.
Si me voy en un...
And that was Mira Ver Ahí by Buscabulla. I think transcendent, truly transcendent production. I think it takes you just into another world, their world that they've created. Yeah, I just absolutely adore that song. So next up, we've got an artist that I'm not usually able to put on this playlist just because of how explicit her music tends to be. But this one has no explicit, even though the theme does sound a little bit explicit. This is Cannibalism by Slater. This has been getting a lot of buzz, or just Slater in general. A lot of buzz on Twitter generally in the last couple weeks. She's gone on an insane singles run with No Comma, then Beat Up Chanel's Cannibalism, and an upcoming one named Crank. And I absolutely adore this artist as well. No one is doing it like her. Very much so electronica, hyperpop kind of vibes. But this song takes her in a completely different direction than what her music is normally. So I think that's awesome. So that's why I put it up. It's one of my songs of the year for sure. This is Cannibalism by Slater.
Living. Wish he'd chat me up, he got permission. Oh, it's on.
And that was Cannibalism by Slater. Just so haunting, so rock, so great. Truly, not to throw any digs, but a true showgirl, honestly, in every sense of the word, with the way that she presents her music. Yeah, next up, we've got Harvest Sky by Oke Lu and Underscores off of the album Choke Enough. My favorite song on the album. Oke Lu just does some insanely unique production as well. She throws in helicopter noises, bird calls, all sorts of just really unique stuff. One of my favorite records of the year for sure. And yeah, so this is Harvest Sky, Perfect for the Fall by Oke Lu and Underscores. That was Harvest Sky by Oke Lu and Underscores. I think truly unique production in every sense of the word. Just very fun. One of my favorite, like I said, albums of the year. And releasing her deluxe album, I believe. She actually just released a song with FKA Twigs today, I believe. So that's super exciting. Can't wait for me personally to tune into that later today. Next up, I'm cheating a little bit with this inclusion just because she's obviously one of the biggest artists in the mid-2010s with Call Me Maybe, but this is More by Carly Rae Jepsen. I believe the lead single off of the 10th anniversary edition of Emotion, which is her, I believe, most critically acclaimed album. But she's releasing new music for this edition, so I love this artist. Kind of my guilty pleasure artist in a way, just bubblegum pop, but really just the master of crafting it in a really great way. And this is More by Carly Rae Jepsen, a song that I don't believe has charted in the U.S., which is crazy to me because it's just such a great pop record as well. Just a lot of underrated pop songs that are just really not getting their flowers. So here's More, once again, More by Carly Rae Jepsen.
I'm afraid of the movies. It's not the star, it's the happy ending. It's a fuss, it's a bust. When you know it, then you know it, 'cause look at us. I'm afraid that your girl's not here and you wanna stay for a drink or two. Makes me blush to face my own face in the mirror, baby. If you stay,
Carly Rae Jepsen. I know I cheated a little bit. She's a lot more popular than probably this playlist scope suggests, but this song is really great, and I'm gonna cheat sometimes because I feel like I deserve it, just because this song didn't even do that well commercially, and honestly, society has failed if Carly Rae Jepsen isn't at the top of the charts, because there's nobody making pop music like her. And next up, let's see what we've got. We've got a great song right here. This is called Crumbs by Rebecca Black. Yep, Rebecca Black isn't the one who did that Friday song, so I've put her on this playlist before. And nowadays, she makes a lot of, like, really interestingly, like, surprisingly good pop music. I did not like Friday that much, but now she's carved out her own lane, and she's doing a great job in it. Yeah, it's like dance poppy, Madison Beer-esque in a way, but this is Crumbs by Rebecca Black.
So cherry chaotic, the taste of losing control. I'm chasing down the drip, down the private hole. Now I'm staring down the metal barrel of your gun. I surrender on a bender, you're the jar. You're bad and I deserve it. When will I ever learn? Get off and get hurt. You can make a mess and I'll pick up the crumbs. And there's nothing you could do to make me love you less. At your worst, you're still my best. In my body, out of my head. In my ribs and under my chest. Mess and I'll pick up the crumbs. And there's nothing you could do to make me love you less. At your worst, you're still my best. You can make a mess and I'll pick up the crumbs. And there's nothing you could do to make me love you less. At your worst, you're still my best. In my body, out of my head. In my ribs and under my chest. Mess and I'll pick up the crumbs. And there's nothing you could do to make me love you less. At your worst, you're still my best. In my body, out of my head. In my ribs and under my chest.
You're bad and I deserve. You're bad and I deserve. Get off and get hurt. You're bad and I deserve.
That was Crumbs by Rebecca Black. Next up, I believe it's going to be my final song for the show this week. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Unconventional Orthodoxies every Thursday at 12 p.m. The show where I try to highlight songs and artists that have gone underappreciated in terms of commercial success and artists that are just underrated, I believe, that deserve a lot more love with the great music that they're putting out there. All right, let's see. For the last song of the playlist today, we're going to play Tell Me by Susie Shear. This is very much so like the dance electronica, really great stuff here. So, yep, this is Tell Me by Susie Shear, and I am Diego signing off today. It's been Unconventional Orthodoxies every Thursdays at 12. Thank you so much and enjoy the last song.